Welcome to the Gripcast Gymnastics Unfiltered. I'm your host, Tamil Jones. This is our platform to where we can discuss the ins and outs of everything gymnastics. We would like to thank our sponsors, Anchor, Gymnast United, Inc., Samity Divine Medicine, and Pope Counseling Center for supporting this podcast. We'll be reading from the 365-day devotional, Jesus Calling, Enjoying Peace in His Presence by Sarah Young, just a portion of it on today. I am the truth, the one who came to set you free. As the Holy Spirit controls your mind and actions more fully, you can become free in me. You are increasingly released to become the one I created you to be. This is a work that I do in you as you yield to my spirit. I can do my best handiwork when you sit in the stillness of my presence, focusing your entire being on me. Philippians 2 and 13 says, "For it is God who works in you to will and to act according to his good purpose." So that is the reading of the word today. Well, I want to start off by saying congratulations to our Olympic hopefuls that are headed to Tokyo for the Olympic Games for this year. Congratulations. I do want to shout out to all the gymnasts that did not make it. I will be praying for you, and I just want to encourage your heart on today with the episode that we have on today, which is just helping you focus on getting stronger. We have three areas that we're going to talk about, but I just want you to think about, if you're an athlete or not, how can I become stronger? We all have elements of our life that we can strive to be better in. And today, I just want you to think about this question. Are you working towards a better you? Once again, are you working towards a better you? So in the regards of becoming stronger, the first area that we're going to talk about is just mentally and emotionally. And mentally and emotionally work together, because whatever we are thinking, we are going to feel. And so I want to start off by saying our mental health is so important, and that you really have to take care of your mind. Through your trials and tribulations and challenges that you have through your life, you want to make sure that your mind is intact, that you have a sound mind, and that you're thinking just rationally and not negatively. So you want to navigate through those feelings that you are having in a healthy way, once again, where you're going through different conflicts and challenges within your life. You definitely want to eliminate the stress that you have, any as possible. I know day to day, there are just things that happen that might bring some stress to your life, but you have to understand the stress level that you have. And then you have to understand, how do you calm yourself and release those stress areas within your life? So you always want to stay focused, and you always want to stay positive. And I know that's sometimes hard to do, but if your mind is thinking positive, your life is so much better. Stress and anxiety and negativity only brings you down. Sometimes you just have to fake it till you make it, even when you are going through those challenges. So stay focused. Stay focused on your goals and the aspirations that you have within your life. Also, just mentally, just make sure that you're having intellectual growth, and that you're always trying to stimulate your mind. And that just goes with learning. If it's different things on learning something new, or reading a new book, or doing mental activities or puzzles, you always want to make sure that your mind is healthy. Always take just one day at a time. You know, we always are thinking about tomorrow or the next week, the next month, the next year. Take some time to just live in the moment and live day to day so that you can just treasure each day a little bit more with all the things that are important to you. So that was our first area, is just your mental and emotional health. That's one way that you can focus on getting stronger. We're going to take a short break for our sponsors and we'll return. Welcome back to the Gripcast Gymnastics Unfiltered. I'm your host, Tamille Jones. Before the break, we're talking about our topic of today, which is focusing on getting stronger. So we talked about just mental and emotional health and how to make sure that you are taking some time for yourself personally, emotionally and mentally, to get yourself stronger. So the second area we want to talk about is just physically. What are you doing physically to make sure that you're staying healthy and making sure that you're becoming stronger? I would suggest to daily do some activity of your choice. You can mix it up, something that you enjoy to do. It could be just walking your dog, you know, just getting outside, you know, make sure you're taking those moments to be physically healthy. Nurturing your body is so important throughout your life. You want to treasure your body because you have that once again the rest of your life. So you just want to make sure you're taking good care of it, eating healthy and making sure you're staying on top of your nutrition, making sure not only are you doing physical things like exercise, but I think sometimes people forget to just stretch. Doing yoga. These are some physical things that you can do. Also, just what relaxation can you do physically that makes you feel good? These are choices that are yours. Just make sure that you're spending time physically with yourself to make sure that you are nurturing your body. So the last one we want to talk about is socially. How can you focus on being stronger just socially? I would say for one, just making sure you're building healthy relationships that are important to you. I know a lot of people are so focused on how many friends that they have, but I would say keep it simple and keep it small. Keep your circle small. Making sure that you have quality instead of quantity. You want to make sure that the people that are around you are people that you trust and that you have a really good support system. And I really want you to think about your support system. Are they there through the ups and downs? Or are they there only when you are up? You want to stay focused on that. Also, just make sure that you have some type of social atmosphere. It's your choice. It could be going to church. It could be going to a dog park with, you know, people that your dogs are friends. Just what kind of social outing do you have for yourself? You know, it doesn't necessarily have to be with people. It can also just you yourself having a social outing by yourself. Something that you want to make sure that you are doing. Enjoying yourself first, I would say, and then enjoying your friends and your associates around you. Create a comfortable atmosphere. You should not be uncomfortable in a social setting. Don't do that to yourself. Make sure you are spending quality time with yourself or with the people that you are with. Don't just follow the crowd, you know. Don't just go to things and be social just to do it. Make sure that you are enjoying your social outlet that you have within your life. So once again, we talked about focusing on getting stronger. And the areas that you want to make sure you're focusing on are definitely your mental and emotional health, okay? Your physical health, and then your social health. So once again, thank you for listening to the Gripcast Gymnastics Unfiltered on today. I hope that you can think about some areas within your life that you can get stronger in. And we once again would like to thank our sponsors, Anchor, Gymnasts United, Inc., Samity Divine Medicine, and Pope Counseling Center for supporting our podcast. There's so many ways to support us in this podcast. Just by listening is great. Or share this podcast with your friends and your family. You can also give donations at our websites at www.anchor.fm/Gymnasts United Inc. So have a blessed day today, and thank you so much for listening to the Gripcast Gymnastics Unfiltered.